May we too be waiting expectantly to greet Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. The opening verses of Luke reveal to us a number of things that are important to Luke and his community. It is important to the Lucan community that the laws of Moses be followed, from purification of Mary after having given birth, that Jesus be presented in the temple, and that an offering of sacrifice be made to God. It is important that the community hearing this good news knows that God's promises are to be fulfilled in Jesus. And the temple is the center of the world of Israel, the center of Israel's hopes for the fulfillment of God's promises. And in enters this couple with their newborn son, whom by their offering of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons reveals their lives of poverty. Simeon and Anna are drawn towards this family, this infant Jesus, two aged prophets, symbols of Israel, Israel at its best, devout, obedient, always praying, longing and hoping for the fulfillment of God's promises. In this infant, they see Jesus as the salvation of all people, of all humanity. Simeon approaches Joseph and Mary. He takes Jesus in his arms and holds him tenderly. I imagine Simeon had that moment when one looks into the eyes of a child they love and they see reflected back a love that penetrates straight to the heart, causes your breath to catch and time to stop. In that moment, a piercing sense of awe. And Simeon, looking into Jesus's eyes, says, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Mary and Joseph stand there not knowing what to say to Simeon, nor what to think of his prophecy. Has Simeon really just told them that their son is the fulfillment of God's promises? That Jesus's purpose in this world is to deliver Israel from her oppressors? Then Simeon blesses Joseph and Mary. He returns Jesus to Mary's arms and looks into her face. And a touch of sorrow flashes across his eyes as he utters one last prophecy. "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Anna senses Mary and Joseph's pain and fear and doubt. She touches them both by the shoulders, looks upon the infant Jesus, and smiles the sweetest, most tender smile. Anna begins to praise God and to tell all who will listen that this child has been born for the redemption of Jerusalem. Then Anna walks away. Mary and Joseph look at each other, at Jesus, and with no words between them, finish all that is required by the law of the Lord and return home to Nazareth. Can we too be touched with awe by the birth of Jesus? Can we imagine ourselves in the temple close by to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, and find ourselves unable to turn away from what Simeon and Anna are prophesying? Could we believe that the infant in this poverty-stricken woman's arms could save anyone from anything? Would we be able to see past the shabby attire, the tiny turtle doves about to be offered? Imagine Jesus being born in Detroit today to a family that is asset limited, income constrained, employed, but unable to regularly provide for their family's basic needs. They would be one of 1.5 million Michigan families who aren't able to afford to meet their basic needs either. Can we see the strength and imagination it takes to find the blessings in life when one is always struggling to eat, to have shelter, to be employed, to see the doctor? Can we see ourselves working with and alongside Jesus as he grew older, as he came to preach his message of salvation and redemption? Let us imagine together holding the infant Jesus in our arms, looking into his eyes and seeing love reflected back to us. Let us imagine holding Jesus in our arms and promising him to make the world a better place for everyone. For everyone, no matter who they are or where they are in life. God became small for us in Jesus. God showed us his heart so that our hearts might be broken open, so that our hearts could feel his unwavering love for us. We must share this love with others. Amen.